Nicole, in making the sudden announcement, the CDC and the FDA say they're acting out of an abundance of caution. Six out of 6.8 million J&J shots there's only six people that have had this reaction out of 6.8 million who have gotten the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Some of those symptoms that they experience are reactions happening about a week within getting the vaccination. The symptoms are severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness in breath. The women are under age 50. They also had low counts of platelets in their blood. At the White House, Dr. Anthony Fauci emphasized this is a pause, not a stop.
This is a really rare event. If you look at what we know so far, there have been six out of the 6.85 million doses, which is less than one in a million.
Only 5% of shots in arms in the U.S. are Johnson & Johnson, nowhere near the wide distribution of Moderna and Pfizer. President Biden says even without the Johnson & Johnson shots, the White House is on track with its goal to immunize 300 million Americans through July.
So there's enough vaccine that is basically 100% unquestionable for every single solitary American.
There are concerns about how this will affect vaccine hesitancy. The Vaccine Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices meets tomorrow to review these six cases. The acting FDA chief says this should last days, not weeks. In Washington, Allison Harris, News Nation.
All right.